mules, which is a hybrid animal, combination of horse and jackass, mm-hmm. incapable of reproducing themselves. Mm-hmm. We had hogs, and in some cases, sheep and goats, mm-hmm. but mostly horses and mules. Mm-hmm. The mules did the heavy work, and they really did it too.
What if you had two of those mules working together? What would that be called?
A team.
Uh-huh.
Team of mules.
Did you go out very often to? You said your father owned. I think you said your.
He managed the plantations that were owned by my mother's father.
Uh-huh. Did you visit those plantations very often?
No, very seldom. He went right often because he had to keep up with what was going on. Mm-hmm. I went with him once or twice, not often.
Mm-hmm. Where were the cows kept?
Well, there was nearly always, there had to be, pastures for them. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't require a great deal of feed except maybe in a severe winter. And there'd be a cow lot where they were milked.
Where would the cow lot be?
Generally, right next to the barn. Mm-hmm. But usually the cattle stayed outdoors somewhat winter, mm-hmm. because we don't have very severe winters here, except rarely.
Mm-hmm. What about a small fenced-in place out in the pasture, where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
Oh, I don't know too much about that, but I think that if there were a great many cows, they just stayed outdoors somewhere in winter.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Cow pen?
Uh-huh.
People who lived in towns had cows, so they had cow pens.
Uh-huh.
And what was the other name? Milk what?
Milk gap.
Gap?
Uh-huh.
G-A-P gap? Never heard of it.
What about the hogs? Where would you keep them if you were going to fatten them?
They were allowed to run in fields, but there had to be a mighty good fence to keep them from getting under or through and running away.
Uh-huh.
Generally, they just stayed outdoors somewhere in winter. That's been my observation. I never lived on a plantation.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever see them put in a smaller fenced-in area? For
feeding, maybe. Mm-hmm. And these pumps could be found in several locations on the plantations because the stock had to have water. I don't know how far they had to go to strike water. Probably not much more than 30 feet, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at a more shallow level than that.
Mm-hmm. What about a place, where did people used to get their milk and butter before they had refrigerators? Or used to keep their milk and butter?
I really don't know. My earliest recollection of that is ice refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
The ice man would come around and bring in a big block of ice and put it in there, and it gradually melted, you know, and the refrigerator would lose its efficiency. And generally, there was a funnel beneath the refrigerator and a pipe leading down through the floor,
mm-hmm.
and the dripping just went through that into the ground, which was bad practice because that encouraged termites.
Mm-hmm.